Hi, my name is Estrella Barron Lopez, and I'm here with my teacher, Ms. Hernandez, because I have to do this project for ethnic studies, and I'm partnered with Tacoma Public Library, and here you go. Go, Ms. Hernandez.
Hi, I'm Ms. Hernandez. My government name in the non-teacher world is Ariana Nicole Hernandez, and I am an English teacher, a 9th and 10th grade English teacher here at Franklin Pierce High School.
Okay. So I have a few questions prepared for you today. And my first question is, how do you identify ethnically?
I identify as Latina or as Hispanic. I know that there is a lot of debate and, a lot of debate about which term to use. The word Hispanic was really the word that was used when I was growing up and the word that I checked on all the boxes. But I'm used to being called that and comfortable being called that. But also can go by Latina. That is okay with me.
That is great to know. I also identify as that. Another question I have for you is, what's one challenge you occasionally or regularly face in your job as of right now?
I think that the biggest challenge that I've always faced in teaching is seeing sad things happen to kids. Sad things being in either that they don't do well academically and don't get supported or never find academic success, either because they aren't getting the support they need from the teacher or just because of things going on in their outside lives. I think, just to shorten the answer, it's to see kids not be successful in high school just see kids disappear, right? So, like, sometimes I'll teach students in 9th or 10th grade and, they don't end up graduating at this school. And sometimes they graduate in other places and that's good. But, yeah, I think just to, like, see students struggle or just not see them find success or happiness in the years that I know them.
Yeah, that can be difficult. As a student myself, I also see, like, other kids move out, and it's kind of sad. Like, I know them, and they're just not really wanting to, like, want to do school anymore, so they just leave school and just never study on or, like, go on with their academic life, I guess. But I have another question, and is, what made you become a teacher specifically at this school?
What brought me, so I'm not originally from the Washington area at all. I'm not from this state, and it's cold here, but I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and that's where I went to high school, went to college, was certified to be a teacher. And then I ended up teaching in Milwaukee for a while with the program Teach for America. And I went back to Texas. And what made me teach specifically at this school is that I got married. And my husband is stationed at JBLM. And so we decided to not be a long-distance marriage and for me to move here. And so I moved here and really had no idea, like, what districts were in this area. Was looking online and saw that there's so many districts near where we decided to live, and just kind of applied at all of them, and this is where I got hired. But looking back, I'm really glad that I got hired here versus the other districts around here, but that's how I ended up here.
Oh, I'm so glad you got hired here. Another question is, was becoming a teacher your long life goal?
Lifelong goal.
Yeah.
Wow. What even is a lifelong goal? Nobody has lifelong goals anymore. Anyways. That's so hard. Well, I never knew what I wanted to be when I was, like, in high school. I was just kind of existing. My brother was, like, the golden child, so he was, like, the salutatorian. His GPA was, like, over a 4. He was in band. He was involved in everything. All the teachers loved him. He got the Gates Millennium Scholarship, which is a scholarship Bill Gates and his wife used to give out. Well, not them specifically, but, like, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would give out. That was only available for minorities, and it would fund, like, their entire college experience, essentially. So he got that, and I was just, like, existing, you know? Like, I was in band because he had to be in band. I went to school because, you know, where else would I go?
Mm-hmm.
And then reached a point where I was like, what do I do with my life? Like, my brother's going to go to college, and I'm just going to be here by myself with my parents. Kind of hated my parents at the time. Don't anymore. Mad respect for mom and dad. So I was like, okay, well, I need to get out of this house because he's about to get out of this house. So I graduated a year early so we can both leave at the same time. And was like, well, I'm just going to go to college so I could leave. And then I was like, well, what do I go to college for? And I was like, well, what am I good at? Well, I'm good at English and I'm good at math. And so I was like, I could major in one of those two things. But then I was like, well, what would I do with English or math? And I noticed they had like a creative writing major, which I really wanted to do because I like to write. But I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to get a job in creative writing. So I'll just teach, right? Like in English, they have like where you can go the educator route. So I'll do that. And then I'll just, you know, write part-time, like on the side. Never did that. Never became a writer. So I just kind of ended up teaching, and then I realized that I was kind of good at it and kind of liked it and decided to stay here. Right now, I think my lifelong goal is to, yeah, that's just such a hard question. My lifelong, yeah, do I have to answer that? Do I have to answer my current lifelong? That wasn't the question, huh? It's just me pondering life. So no, that wasn't my lifelong goal, but it did become the goal that I was focused on for a good while and felt really strongly about. And now I got here.
Yay!
Okay.
Another question I have is, do you think our community was welcoming to you as a teacher, like here at the district?
You skipped a question. Fired.
Oh. Anyway, skip on. Go on.
Just so we go back to the other question, or we just yes. move forward?
Just move forward.
Just move forward.
Move
okay.
forward.
Wow. To me as a teacher, I mean, are teacher and person two separate beings? Yeah, are teacher and person two separate things? Are they the same thing?
Same thing, I guess.
Same thing. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I would say so. I think that's a hard question for me to answer, because I don't think that we're fully united, like, in our values and in our purpose as a school community right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I don't want to say we don't have a community, because community happens whether you have it or not. I think whether you plan for it to happen or not, right? But I think that there are some sub-communities in this school that were welcoming to me and some sub-communities which were not.
I see.
That is my answer to that question.
Okay. Now, and a question that I really wanted to ask is, have you ever overheard or heard personally from students who experienced racism at our school?
Have you ever overheard or... Yeah. All the time. Well, okay, so heard from students?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have heard comments from students that teachers said or did things that were racist. A lot of times I don't hear too much about like what it looks like or what it sounds like. I've heard students say like, oh, that teacher is racist or things like that, but I've never, a lot of times they don't go super into detail. I would say in the ways that like I see racism happen to students, I think just looking at like our suspension rates, like our expulsion rates or exclusion rates is what they call it here, who we have on our phone list, like who passes and fails classes, I think that those numbers are really revealing of what the students say but don't have words for.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something that was racist yesterday. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I was filling up my water bottle in the commons towards the end of second lunch, and I was talking to a student who was, like, eating a salad. out of like a paper bowl, which seems like a bad way to serve a salad. But anyways, so I was filling up my water bottle, and an administrator, I heard someone say, it turned out that they were an administrator, but I heard someone say, ¿sabes inglés?, to a group of students who were Hispanic. One student I teach, the other students I don't know, but they were standing towards the doors of the commons. And the administrator like yelled at them, ¿sabes inglés?, like in a question way. And I turned around and I looked at her, and I'm not sure if she knew that I was a teacher, because, you know, sometimes I look like a student when I'm like wearing leggings and, yeah, you know, my hair looks like this and, you know. And so I turned around and looked at her, and then she told the students, well, if you speak English, then why aren't you moving yet? And I just, after the fact, I really should have said something, but the kids just looked at her and then didn't say anything and then just left. But it was just, seemed like a really inappropriate, mm-hmm, and stereotypical thing to say.
Yeah.
And not respectful to students at all. But anyways, yeah, just thinking more about, like, the weight that carries, like, does that person actually think, by looking at them and their skin color and the way that they're dressed, that they don't speak English?
Mm-hmm.
And if that person knows that these kids do speak English, why say that? And just, like, trying to unpack that in my head. But that was something I saw yesterday.
And that was yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. It was real.
Wow, it really does happen often, more than you think.
It does, and I think a lot of times, maybe sometimes kids don't know that it's, mm-hmm, racist, or they don't know who they can talk to about it. Because, mm-hmm, I have talked to the principal about how I've heard students saying pretty frequently that things, that this person's racist or this person whatever. But I think that if the students don't report that themselves directly, and when it happens, a lot of times administration likes to think it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're not hearing about it.
Yeah, they ignore
or not it. Hearing about it specifically in the moment. But yeah.
Wow. Okay, now this question. Is there something you'd wish to change at our school?
Yeah, big thing lately. I think that we need to be prioritizing, because of, like, right, like, the problems that we're having with, like, racist remarks, or because of the data where we have, like, a certain population of students failing more, getting in more trouble discipline-wise. We need to focus on who we hire, right? Like, I think at the end of the day, we can have, like, professional development for teachers on, like, how not to be a racist. But I think that the biggest way to dismantle racism is to have our teachings, our staff, represent the population of our students. And I think that's the way that you make change. And I think that we need to start prioritizing who it is that we hire, and make sure that who we're hiring is matching who we teach.
I completely agree. We were also talking about that in ethnic studies in my class, and I honestly agree with everything, because I feel like we should have a change in this school, because I also hear a lot of racism, but it's just like, it's a lot. Like, you get so used to it, it's kind of shocking and scary.
Right, and as a student, like, you should feel like you are able to challenge a teacher in the moment when something is said.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the reality of it is that I don't think students actually have that power here. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see if a pushback came from a student just in those moments that I saw yesterday, those students would get in trouble, right? Even though they would have been standing up for themselves. And so I think that the way that the things being said really get challenged is when it's like adult versus an adult, right? An, mm-hmm, adult will be much more likely to feel like they have power to challenge something inappropriate that's said, then a student feels like they have that power. And I still think, right, that adults here sometimes even don't feel completely safe, or like there's not going to be repercussions if they stand up to certain things or speak up about certain things, but I think the likelihood that they would feel empowered and safe to do so is much more likely than the likelihood of a student feeling empowered and safe to do so. So.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
And now, the last question that I'm gonna ask for you. What are three things that shaped you into who you are today?
You don't want me to say it. You skipped questions. You did that on purpose.
No. Okay, but go on.
Wow. Three things who shaped me into who I am today. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hard question?
Yeah. Hard question. Where I come from, but that's a very loaded response. Where I come from being, like, geographically, economically, right? Like, ethnically, culturally. Mm-hmm. Then I think my family, and wow, I guess, yeah, also my education and my students. Yeah, I think, and I think about this a lot. I think that there were a lot of ways where I could have ended up in a very different situation than what I am right now. And I think the things that always like, they're the things that have made the difference are the fact that the people in my life really refuse to, like, lay down and die. And I don't mean, like, actually die, but, like, they refuse to accept that their situation was going to be their situation forever. And I think seeing people like that in my life helped me feel like I could also change my own situation. And then I think also, like, the people that I met in my education, or even when I was, like, working, quote unquote, like, not professional jobs, like, was given a lot of grace, and given a lot of understanding, and people had a lot of faith in me. And then I think that teaching my students and seeing the things that they go through, have made me a lot stronger and more vocal. I was a super, super shy person before I became a teacher. I couldn't even give school presentations, and I had a professor in college tell me, how are you going to be a teacher if you can't present things? And I was going to figure it out. And I did.
Yay.
Well, not really. I still sit back here and I'm really awkward, but, you know, it is what it is. But I think, yeah, I think that my students have made me change from being sort of like a person who's like, who was sort of like meek or afraid to say what they have to say to someone who, in certain times when necessary, can be very outspoken and advocate for others. So, yeah, that's my answer.
Good to know.
Do I get a gold star?
Yes, you get a gold star.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you for your time, Ms. Hernandez. I really enjoyed this conversation. Even though it was an interview, but still, it was great
talking to you. Yeah, interviews should be conversations.
Yes.
And these are conversations we should be having at a school level.
Yeah, I think it should be normalized.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna end it now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.